If you were hired as an employee and worked for many years at a particular business, and during your employment the business grew from a mom and pop shop to become a multi-million dollar business, would you feel that you are part owner of the business? In other words, being that you helped the business flourish and become the multi-million dollar business it is today, do you feel that you are partial owner of the business? If you said no, why not? After all, it was through your hard work that the business became what it is today. One reason you don't feel that the work at the business grants you partial ownership is because it doesn't. Now let us take it to the state level in the form of development. If you worked under indenture servitude during the early days a particular state was under development, would you feel partial ownership once the project came to fruition? No. Why? Because the idea is as ridiculous as claiming that your years as a stock boy at a local grocery store gives you ownership over the store. How about if instead of you, it were your ancestors that worked the land under indenture servitude? Should you feel entitled to the land? No. Because if the work under indenture servitude gave you entitlement over the land, how much entitlement would the architect, investors, developer, and others have? Think about it. Under indenture servitude, the work was done in exchange for goods to be given or that had been given. Just like the architect, investor, developer, and others that work for the money that would later be used to purchase goods, those working under indenture servitude also receive compensation for the service. At the end, both worked and got paid close to nothing compared to the trillions the state will later come to produce.